Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Your great love for this has striven, that we may from sin made free live with you eternally. Your dear Son himself has given and extends his gracious call. To his supper leads us all. A man gave a great banquet. It would be the chief meal of meals, a lavish ceremonial meal held in honor of some notable person or event. In 1 Corinthians, St. Paul uses the word for banquet here in the gospel. He uses it in the phrase, the Lord's Supper, or the Lord's banquet meal, to refer to the Holy Communion. However, this great banquet of Jesus' parable is not just the Holy Communion. He no doubt has that in mind, for sure. It is also not just the end times blessing of those who will eat bread in the kingdom of God, as the Pharisee rightly exclaims to our Lord. You see, prior to telling this parable of the great banquet, Jesus has been at a Sabbath evening banquet with Pharisees and lawyers, and he's been teaching them some things. He's been teaching them not just to invite their own friends to their banquet, but to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, the unexpected. People who cannot repay the generosity. For God will repay such good works, Jesus says, at the resurrection of the just, at the end of time. Thus the man at table with Jesus is right. There will be a great banquet of eating bread with the Messiah in the eternal kingdom of God, and blessed will be those who are there. But the great banquet, the supper to which Jesus leads us all, is not just these two things. It is also the entire story of the Old Testament, preparation for the coming Messiah. From the beginning of Genesis through the patriarchs and prophets and kings of Israel, whose story culminates in Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. That is the banquet that even now the master of the house tells his slave, even now this is prepared and the time is at hand, he says. Go and gather all who are invited. The great banquet is the kingdom of grace to which all are invited, laid on the foundation that is Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah. And as we learn, not all come to his banquet. Because of his eternal love which overflows, God creates countless beings in whom he wanted to reveal his love and with whom he wanted to share his goodness. God created the heavens and the earth and all that fills them. God did not have to extend himself in this way, yet his love desires an object to show love to, even undeserved love, grace. He especially poured the fullness of his goodness upon man, endowing mankind with his image to share in his eternal joy and bliss. You know how the story turns out. It goes sad, doesn't it? The invitation to God's kingdom of grace and his great creation banquet was rejected at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The invitation of Satan was accepted instead. God's image was lost to mankind. By nature, we are completely unfit for the blessed kingdom of God for which he had destined us all. Yet, God sent his promised son, the slave or the servant, in the great banquet parable today, the one who goes and issues the invitation and who goes and issues the call to those invited. Remember, the Apostle Paul says Jesus emptied himself by taking the form of a servant or slave, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. the very hour of the banquet itself, Jesus keeps inviting man back to his Father's house to share in his service to them of his Father's love and grace. Our Lord allowed himself to be consumed at the culmination of the banquet on the cross for our transgressions and trespasses, for rejecting his invitation to his great banquet, both by your sinful inborn nature and in your daily words and deeds against his holy will. He took the anger and wrath of God upon himself for your sake, so that on account of his holy body broken and his holy blood shed, you would be made fit for the great banquet of grace here and of eternal bliss and glory out there, yet to come at the end of time. So the great banquet in the parable is the entire story of God and his people, the entire Old Testament preparation that culminates in the death and resurrection of God's Son, and all the blessings which flow from those most important and seminal events in all of world history come, for even now it is prepared. Your dear Son himself has given and extends his gracious call to his supper, leads us all. There is warning in Jesus' parable today. There is only one city of God in heaven and on earth. The banquet across all of time and eternity is a united one. God calls us to a holy life, both here in time and there in eternity. Whoever wishes to live within the city of God in heaven, whoever wants to enter there into the Holy of Holies, must enter here in the vestibule of grace. Whoever wants to share in the glorious entering into the capital of the kingdom, the new and heavenly Jerusalem to come, the church triumphant, dare not here remain a guest and stranger in Christ's kingdom of grace in this time of pilgrimage, which we call the church militant. You must, even in this world, be a citizen with the saints and of God's household. Christ's first public invitation was, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excused." And another said, "I have married a wife. Therefore, it is impossible for me to come." In Jesus' parable today, we might surmise that there is something worthy of condemnation in farming or in tending and transacting in livestock and in marriage. Yet Abraham had great wealth, and Jacob owned a great deal of livestock, and God clearly institutes marriage in the Garden of Eden and blesses it. The sin here is not in the things mentioned by the people in the parable, but the sin is in the rejection of the gracious invitation of the master of the banquet. That is, to reject the gospel itself, and therefore place anything else in God's rightful place in our heart and mind. Nothing must take priority over God's invitation into his feast, into his banquet. What counts is to be in the banquet with Jesus and all the saints, to gladly hear and learn his word, to receive his gracious mercy and forgiveness. To allow anything to stand in the way of this is to reject that invitation into God's kingdom of grace, a kingdom which he has prepared for you out of his great love for you. From all of eternity, he has prepared it for you. It is to reject God and his love repent. For not one of us children of Adam and Eve are innocent of this sin. Not one of us. We take God's gracious invitation for granted all too often. Take it lightly. Even at times we might outright reject it and turn for our own comfort to the cares and pleasures and things of this world. Repent of all the excuses you've given God from your sinful flesh. Why you sometimes stay away from this great banquet of grace given here. Repent of accepting worldly excuses from your family members, your friends, your neighbors for why they don't attend with you. And pray God's help and guidance and strength to keep on keeping on with them, to keep on lovingly inviting and encouraging them, to not give up on your brothers and sisters. That's today's epistle reading from 1 John 3. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. The loving thing to do is to insist that the banquet is even now at hand. It is prepared. God's house will be filled. It is time to take shelter now and enter now into the great banquet, to the supper to which Christ leads us all. Oh, I know. This is an article of faith. It is something believed, not seen or felt so much, is it? We believe the great banquet is the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the world to come. Not glorious now in the world's eyes, but the eye of faith in Christ knows we must be pressing on towards that promised glory to come. That pressing on, that pilgrim journey is taken here with your brothers and your sisters, where you pass out of death into life through baptism into Christ, where you hear in your ear the preaching of the gospel and the announcement of your forgiveness in Christ, where you receive his heavenly forgiveness on your very tongue. Terry Miller's funeral was Tuesday at French Funeral Home in Brazil. Her family heard the gospel proclaimed for their comfort. For these last years, Terry begged and pleaded for the only thing that supplied her strength to go on, and she wanted you to know this. She pleaded because she was pressing towards the glory of heaven's eternal banquet. She so strongly desired to go. Would we bring, she would say, the vestibule of grace to her that she might have the Holy of Holies in her home? Could God's great banquet come to her in her weak physical condition? For my first 8 years here, with gladness, no second thoughts, we drove once a month over to 935 South Chicago Avenue, Brazil, Indiana. And then for the last 2 or 3 years, as she ever more anticipated dying, we drove over a few times a month, a couple times a month. And then this last year or so, once a week. It was our joy and our privilege to minister the gospel and give comfort in Christ to an eager Christian. She's been on our prayer list all my years here, again, at her insistence. I would have been in big trouble with Terry if I had taken her off that prayer list. Even if we have to drive back and forth between Brazil and Terre Haute, or if we have to drive further, let it be inconvenient to us. Let it cost more time and treasure. Let it be more miles on the car. And let there be all the more prayers for you and for your family and for your brothers and sisters to raise up to God on your behalf. Don't be afraid to let yourself be heard in your needs. We come to this great banquet. Let yourself be found here. Sundays for sure, and even those minor Saints' Day divine services that keep happening here on odd days of the week, like will come up in the next few weeks. Keep praying. Keep praying for and encouraging those brothers and sisters who are missing out. Keep with them. Tell one and all of your gracious God and his free banquet of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. It simply is that important. Even now, the banquet is at hand. Jesus Christ gave his life to be the banquet feast of forgiveness and mercy for you and for every man and woman and child, and conquered death itself that you would live with him in his kingdom forever. So let nothing stand in your way to him and his gracious invitation to enter with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.